It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Jeremy and Katie.
You're very welcome along to another edition of the Opinions Matter podcast, Ireland's only live and interactive podcast recorded in our studios in the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock, where at the time of recording this podcast, it is very, very, very stormy out there when I look out the window. And maybe a topic for another day where myself and Katie will talk about people going swimming. There's actually people swimming as we record this podcast. It's very, very stormy outside. The waves are lethal and there's people actually swimming in the sea. And that just gets on my goat. Really does. Or gets up my goat. Can't remember what the expression is. Anyway, I just want to remind you before we get into today's topic, don't forget we have merch to give away on Opinions Matter. And all you have to do to win one of our Opinions Matter branded coffee mugs, there they are there, absolutely flawless. Don't break when you smash them against the table there. If you want to win one of those coffee mugs, stay tuned to the podcast. Listen to all the episodes of the podcast where we give you a chance to win a mug. And in fact, if you listen to the end of this podcast, you will be given another chance to possibly win one of these mugs. So make sure you stay tuned to the whole podcast and I'll give you a question towards the end and give you all the details on how you can win one of our coffee cups. Now, today's topic is about something that happened, an incident that happened in Dublin 24, in Talla. And it was brought into us by a listener by the name of Claire, a regular listener. And this story may shock you, or you may listen to it and go, yeah, I can actually understand why this would happen. But it's quite a shocking story. And as I said, it came from Claire, who sent us a WhatsApp on 085 825 2626. She sent it to us yesterday evening. Have a listen to what Claire has to say. Can you please highlight this on your podcast, which I listen to all the time? Thanks very much, Claire. It's about gangs of teenagers who hang around outside shops in their area. It's so intimidating for people. My mother lives in Jobstown and she now avoids going to her local convenience store to get bits and pieces because every evening from about 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. there are gangs of teenagers hanging around outside the shop, hoods up. They sometimes make rude comments towards people going in or threatening comments. Some of them are only 12. The police won't do anything. They should be moved on. I brought my mother to the shop there the other day and there were about 20 of them hanging around outside the shop and the chipper, smoking cannabis and deliberately blocking people. What is going on? It's not right. And that is from Claire. She wanted us to highlight it, which is what we are going to do. And I would like to hear from you. 085 825 2626. 085 825 2626 if you want to get in on this. It's not that I don't like talking about Talla all the time, and it seems we talk about Talla a lot, but that's where it's happening to Claire's mother. So Claire's mother can't go to her local convenience store because of groups of teenagers. Now, Katie, the argument would be they're not doing anything.
Well, they are. They're intimidating people.
Okay, but the standing. Okay, is it breaking the law for 20 teenagers to stand outside the shop?
Oh, if they're just standing there, that's...
That is intimidating in itself.
No, I don't see an issue. But if they're shouting at people, if they're being aggressive, if they're using bad language, then yeah, that's not okay.
Oh, no, you see, I think even them hanging around outside the shop, but this happens outside my shop, by the way.
But what do you want them to do?
They shouldn't be hanging around outside shops.
But if they're not,
to the point now that my wife would not go to our local convenience store.
Because she doesn't want to walk by a gang of teens who are just sitting there minding their own business.
It's a spar, by the way. I'll name it because it is a spar. That's a statement of fact. And they won't move them on. A lot of the shops won't move them on. You know why they won't move them on?
Why?
Because they'll probably get the shop wrecked. Or the windows be put in.
But if they're just standing there minding their own business.
It's intimidating for a woman or it's intimidating for elderly women who are on their own.
To walk by a gang. I've never felt intimidated unless I had reason to. I wouldn't. A group of teens just standing there? No, I've no issue. I don't own the shop. I don't own the place. So I can't tell people where and where not to stand. If it becomes intimidating and they're being aggressive, It's illegal. It's loitering, Katie. I don't think it is illegal, is it?
Again, well, let's try and find out. If you want to get in on this, 085-825-2626. 085-825-2626. We're talking about Claire's mother in Jobstown. If you're from Jobstown, how big of a problem is this? By the way, I've seen this myself when I've been out in Jobstown. It is a problem when there are literally gangs, and it is the same with Airshop, and they're not from our estate. They come from another estate, which I'm not going to mention, and they're all there with their North Face jackets and the hoods up and smoking cannabis, music really loud, and it is just intimidating. As a bloke...
Is it the smoking cannabis
no,
part
no,
that's
no,
intimidating
no, not,
for you?
No, not at all. I'm just stating the fact that that's what they're smoking.
But if they're standing there... If they're not causing any trouble, then what's the issue? I don't understand.
If it's intimidating to a woman... Then it's an issue.
But how is it intimidating if they're not doing anything?
So it's not, you're saying lighten up, it's only 22
minutes. If you're walking by a group of people, if they're not looking at you, if they're minding their own business and they're not causing any trouble, I don't see the issue. It's not illegal to stand outside a shop. It wouldn't, personally, no, it wouldn't bother me. But if they started shouting things and they were being intimidating, then yeah, they're obviously going to have an issue with that. But okay, if they're sitting there listening to music on their phones or minding their own business, like...
But you're not...
We were all young once.
Okay, but you're not a woman who's in her 60s. I may be... I mean, Claire's mother, I believe, is in her late 50s, early 60s. That's intimidating for her. Let's have a listen to what Michelle has to say on this.
Hi, guys. Just saw what your topic's going to be on Facebook today. And I already know the way the conversation is going to go. There's going to be people on saying, oh, there's nothing for the teenagers to do, nothing else to do. But so that makes it okay then to... sit outside a chipper and sit outside a shop and intimidate elderly people, or not even elderly people, just intimidate adults. I do think the guards they have a duty to protect us. And if they can't even like sort out teenagers, there is something going on. With that being said, I do think that loitering isn't an offence, but get their names. What are they doing? Why aren't you home? Go to their parents. We're getting complaints that these are harassing X, Y, and Z. And then the parents have to take accountability. So if the guards have seen these same people outside the same chip or the same shop or whatever, then they need to go to the houses. And then there has to be a fine. There has to be something, because it's not right. And I just think back when we were younger, the thought of a guard even approaching you, you'd be absolutely bricking it. Whereas now... they are coming across as just laughable, and it's day in, day out on your show. There's people saying they don't feel safe in our own country, and that's not okay.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Steve, you wanted to get in on this fairly quick. What did you want to say about it?
Yeah, sure. Look, what I'm going to say to you guys is that kids these days have forgotten where the real power lies. I'll give you an example. I seen a YouTube video the other day, or Facebook video the other day, and I think it was over in Australia somewhere, and there was this little shite bag, and he was only about 12 years of age, and he was giving some guy a load of lip. He screamed and shouted at him, and the little kid swings the dig at him, but the guy holds back, and he swings again, and he holds back. And all of a sudden, the guy just lost his temper. He grabbed him by the throat, pinned him up against the wall, and then fucked him onto the ground. That kid learned a hard lesson very, very quickly to not be doing what he was doing, that there are bigger bullies out there, and he can have his ass handed to him. Tala, the reason why you talk about Tala so much, the reason why we talk about Ballyfermot so much, it's not the fault of the podcast, it's the fault of the people who are living in these areas.
So what are you saying? Well, not everybody in, what are you saying? Everybody in Jobstown is a scrote.
No, I never said that. I don't
well,
speak in absolutes. No, I said these people. So the ones who were hanging outside the shops, the ones being little scrotes. And Katie, you're being so fucking naive.
Yeah, she is, I have to say.
I'm not being naive, I'm giving my honest opinion. I personally don't find it intimidating if the teenagers aren't doing anything to intimidate me. That's
just
me personally.
Just point out that there is a law against them hanging outside. It's called loitering. Now, I know that for a fact, and I tell you how I know for a fact. About 6 months ago, and I was even longer, about 8 months ago, I walk in the takeaway as a delivery driver, and it was about 2 o'clock in the morning, and the nightclub had just finished. I was standing outside the takeaway, having a cup of tea, and a cigarette. And the guard was standing across the road with some incident. And the guard asked me what was in the cup. And I told him to mind his own fucking business. It was none of his business. And then he said, you know what, I can arrest you. And he was just being pretty much of a bell end. And he did. He ended up arresting me and bringing me around to the guard station, letting me out a few hours later. But the charge he brought against me was loitering.
Okay, so you can bring that charge. So why? So why are these why are these teenagers just being let do that then? Do you believe what would you do? What would you do?
I'd fucking slam one of them into a wall. Very simple. One of them opened their mouth to me.
I hear you. You can't go around slamming 15-year-olds' heads into.
You want to fucking bet?
When you see teens shouting at elderly women, though, I mean, there is elderly women and elderly people. That is, you find it very hard to restrain yourself.
Exactly. And here's the thing. Clearly, these little fucking scrotes are not getting taught lessons at home. And these are lessons that every single human being needs to learn. So you have to respect people. Otherwise, there's consequences. And if I was going into a shop and I seen some woman being abused by some little scrote, I'm telling you now, I'd pick him up by the throat, slam him against the wall, get him to apologise to the woman, and he'd never fucking do it again. Not if I got my hands on the bastard.
So you'd beat up a 15-year-old or a 14-year-old? Well, these
no
are...
problem. If he was 12, I'd slam him up against the fucking wall as well. I don't give a shit what age he is. There's no excuse for that little scumbag behaviour. And take it from one who knows. Because I was that scumbag.
Okay, do me a favour. Stay there for a second, please, Steve. Do you agree with him, with the way he's dealing with this, that he said he would basically slam a 12-year-old against the wall if he was being cheeky outside? Now, that message, I have to warn you now, and I am going to warn you, we will read it out in a couple of minutes. We're trying to get the woman on, but she's absolutely terrified. She lives in Jobstown, and what happened to her outside the shop is going to shock you. It really is going to shock you.
Are there many shops in Jobstown?
What? Oh, yeah, there's loads of shops in Jobstown. Yeah.
Why? You sure you're not making any shop?
No, the shop, she didn't even...
That's what I mean. If there's only one or two shops, so you're leaving that...
There's only one or two shops in Jobstown. No, there's loads of shops in Jobstown. But it may vindicate the point that Steve is making, that he would take the law into his own hands with them. Let me go to Anthony. How are you, Anthony? Your own opinions matter.
I'm all right. How are you?
Good. What do you want to say about this?
What do I say? Katie, you're saying that the Garda can't do anything. Under the 1994 Criminal Justice Act, the Garda have the legal power to move on loiterers who are just in shops and they're not doing anything. So they would have the legal power to remove those teenagers who'd be causing trouble and intimidating people. And if the Garda won't do their job, like Steve is saying, vigilantes need to just get out these little scrotes and teach them a lesson.
I was the one who said that vigilantes should go out and teach them a lesson, Anthony. Are you listening to the same show?
Yeah, no, but I'm just saying, you were saying that they couldn't do anything about loitering.
They're not going to do anything. They're not going to do anything. If your house is robbed tonight, chances are you're probably going to be waiting around 3 hours for a guard anyway. So they're not going to do anything. The guards aren't doing enough in areas. Like, I mean, look at Ballyfermot a couple of weeks ago. They're not even, the Umflas aren't even afraid of Gardaí anymore.
Well, because there's no fear. If you have vigilantes going around, say breaking a few legs, these criminals were causing trouble, they'll put the fear into them. So what needs to happen? Because the Garda have the legal power and they're not doing it.
Okay. Sometimes what happens outside some of my local shops is someone will ring the guards and complain, Anthony, that the teenagers are hanging outside. And the guards will come. They'll come in about 20 minutes.
They'll
time.
Talk to them and move on.
They'll
talk
to them. Yeah, the teenagers all move on. Fuck off, guards. Fuck off, guards. They give them the finger, the whole lot. And then literally as soon as... Because the guards can't hang around all night. The guards aren't going to sit outside spars or centres or whatever for the whole night. And as soon as the guards have moved on, they're back. The Canada Goose gang are back.
The guards aren't going to stand out there all night to be security either.
How do we move them on, Anthony, then? How do we move them on?
Well, I'll arrest a few of them if they do that. I'll probably spend the night in jail.
So you arrested... We were talking about 12, 13, 14-year-olds. Arrest...
Because loitering is illegal.
So you want to...
Under the Criminal Justice Act, it's illegal.
So you want
to... So lock them up for a night. Not for a night. To first, you know, we scare them.
So, you want to lock a 12-year-old or 13-year-old up for standing outside a shop?
If they're loitering, which is illegal, yes.
Do you not think that's a bit OTT?
Locking them up for one night, not saying lock them up for years, just one night. You know, scare them straight.
Steve, would you agree with that? Locking up 12...
No. I tell you why, because... I've been locked up a fair few times in my life. I can tell you what the experience is like being brought to a guard station and seeing other people being processed. I can tell you exactly what that's like. And I can tell you, I've seen teenagers in there. And for them, They know the guards are not going to touch them. They've no fear. They scream and shout. They make their demand.
I don't believe that. I'd say any 13-year-old, if they were arrested, they'd cry like a little baby for their mum.
Trust me, they don't. They don't, because they know the guards can't do a thing. They put them into a cell. They know they can't put... They're being told, you're a bold boy. You went to the room there for a little bit and you're allowed out in a while. That's what arresting them does. Doesn't put the fear of God in them whatsoever. What does put the fear of God in them is knocking the crap out of these little arseholes. That will make them stop. Because here's the thing, Jeremy. If you want to train a dog to do something, you can't speak English to the dog and the dog will understand you. These little fuckers don't understand speaking to them. We can sit around and talk about their feelings all day. It's not going to make a difference. The only thing they understand is a slap.
Okay, so
the only thing that will get through to them.
Would you agree with that, Anthony? Slapping, we're basically talking about beating up.
Well, the youth are making threats. They're intimidating people. The lot of people are getting in shops. Yeah, they probably would need a beat to help set them straight.
Ashley Bramwell on Facebook. Oh, Katie, stop saying standing outside the shop. They're just standing outside the shop. Locking them up is what they need. If they are just standing outside the shop, they are just standing outside the shop. Not everybody standing outside a shop is being abusive or aggressive or insulting or offensive.
Okay, we're going to play a message. Well, I'm going to read out a message for you that from someone that we've been trying to get on, and she is absolutely terrified. She only wants to give her first name. Her first name is Anne, and you've seen the message, Katie. What was your initial thought with the message?
Speechless.
Let's have a listen to, if you want to get in on this, 085-825-2626. 085-825-2626. Here is Keith.
Hard ass Steve there saying that he'll bang 15-year-olds' heads off a wall. I bet he has 99 already pre-dialed onto his phone. Look, we were all little shits growing fucking up. People grow out of it. So Steve needs to get off his fucking high horse there, thinking he's William Wallace trotting up and down, saying what he'll do and not fucking do. He'll do nothing.
Okay, Conor McGregor. Well, let me put that to you, Steve. You'll do nothing. You're all talk.
Okay. Now, look, there's no point in responding to a moron like him in any way, because, you know, obviously he lives in a world of his own. And saying stuff like, and keeping putting that message out there, you know, that we shouldn't, that nobody should get involved and nobody should actually hit these fuckers, that's putting out the wrong message. Because, well, look, I'll ask you this question. 60 years ago, if there was two kids fighting outside a shop and a grown man was walking in, he'd say, lads, give it fucking over. He'd have no problem saying to them whatsoever.
I know, he would
listen. Nowadays, they don't listen. And the only way to get them to listen, I'm not trying to be William fucking Wallace. Of course I'm not. Freedom me arse. All I'm saying is, their parents are unwilling to teach them a lesson. The guards are unwilling. The justice system. Everybody is failing these kids. And the only thing that's they're going to listen to is a box in the fucking head. And I couldn't care what that guy says. Okay. That's what they deserve.
Okay, so let's just focus on that for a minute. The vigilantes, okay? Anybody listening, do you agree with getting vigilantes into places where there are problems with antisocial behaviour and intimidation? Especially against elderly people, which is... completely, it's never acceptable, but I mean, it cannot be tolerated when there's older people involved. That's just, you can't. So do you agree with getting vigilantes into areas where there is a problem?
Well, we're talking about Jobstown, so let's talk about Jobstown.
Okay, Jobstown. I know we're going to have everybody the area.
So we should have the army hanging outside shops in Jobstown.
Not the army, but vigilantes.
The army.
People going around that can basically put the shits up these little scroats and terrify them, because I don't see an issue with that.
And here's the thing, you know as well as I do that if you call the guards if your house is being broken into or something, you're waiting for, you know, it could be the following day by the time they arrive. You ring somebody that you know, aka a vigilante, they're on your doorstep within minutes. And that's the positive thing about having people who are willing to take the law into their own hands. It will make the area more peaceful. It will teach these little fuckers lessons.
Okay, stay there for a second, because we're going to bring you that message in a couple of minutes, or in a minute rather. We will warn you, though, a trigger warning.
Is she going
to talk? Well, we're trying to get her on. We're trying to get JJ to get her on here. But a trigger warning for this. This is disgusting. This is horrible, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is. This shit turns my stomach.
Absolutely disgusting.
It really does. Stay there.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Jeremy and Katie.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Jeremy and Katie, and we're talking about, well, it started off with talking about Claire's mother. Claire's mother lives in Jobstown, and she had a very unfortunate incident 2 weeks ago where she was going down to the shop and groups of teenagers, which is common, were hanging outside the shop. They wouldn't let her into the shop. They were had their hoods up. Sometimes they make rude comments towards people or threatening comments. Some of them are only 12 years of age and the police won't do anything. And we're trying to find out, is this just an issue that's that happens in Jobstown? Then we got this message. For Noah, I'm not sure if this is Jobstown. She says Dublin. Oh, no, she does say Jobstown, actually. We tried to get this woman on, but I don't want to force anybody to come on to this podcast who is very upset and uncomfortable about talking about stuff like that. So I'll read out her message. I can't come on because I'm terrified. I live in Jobstown. 2 weeks ago, 8 p.m, I was going to the shop to do the lotto. A group of teenagers outside the shop wouldn't let me pass. They blocked me. I tried to ask them to move, and one said, and again, I'm gonna apologize before this because it's I'm going to read it out word for word. There is bad language in it. There's triggering language in it, but the only way to do it is to read it out. One said, I'll drag you over that wall and rape you, you L cunt. I was speechless. I went straight home and cried. I'll never go there again. This young fella was about 12, same age as my son, she says. That says she's so scared she won't even talk to us. So once again, that message from a 12-year-old.
But how does a 12-year-old even... Obviously, 12-year-olds nowadays, than compared to when I was 12, they know a lot more than they did. But like, they seem to have a lot more access to everything through phones and everything.
But forget about that. Does not. I just can't. I can't.
How does a 12-year-old even think to use that
or to say that to a woman? Yeah. My God, I was afraid.
Read it out again.
Okay, I'll read it out again. So
just because it's the kind of thing you have to hear it twice.
Again, this is a shop, I believe, in Jobstown.
And trigger warning again, just for anybody who's...
2 weeks ago, 8 o'clock, this woman's going to do the lotto. Group of teenagers outside the shop wouldn't let her pass. They blocked me. I tried to ask them to move, and one said, I'll drag you over that wall and rape you, you L cunt. I was speechless. I went straight home and cried. I'll never go there again. The young fellow was about 12, the same age as my son. So I didn't want to ask her age and text message because it's ruined. But
it's irrelevant.
I'm trying to work out. Just saying, if he's 12, if the son is 12 years of age, she's probably early 40s, maybe middle.
It's irrelevant.
Maybe middle 40s. And to have a little 12-year-old, well, what's your reaction to that if you're after hearing that?
Obviously, the parents are scrotes as well, because it takes a scrote to raise a scrote. You bring your kid up with respect, well, and your kid will have respect.
I just don't...
Well, you'd like to think.
What?
You'd like to think. That obviously, that's a scrote child who obviously came from a scrote parent. He probably came from a scrote grandparent. It's a line of scrotes.
I think you're being too simplistic about it. Let me go to Jay. Sorry for holding you for so long, Jay.
It is horrendous.
I'm speechless about that. I really am.
Oh, God, yeah. But you must remember what we're dealing with up here. We're not dealing with normal people. You're shocked. Katie is shocked. Me and Steve ain't shocked.
Sorry, no, I'm shocked that a 12-year-old said he would drag a woman over the wall and rape. Why?
Why? Why? They've been doing this on computer games for the last 10 years. They've this thing in their hand called their second phone, their TikTok and their Snapchat and all that.
No, that's bullshit. My son plays
computer. Would you let your young man come here? Would you let your young man TikTok, would you?
No, I wouldn't let him near TikTok.
No. Yeah, exactly.
But
exactly.
He's not learning to speak to a woman like that from TikTok, for God's sake.
They're learning from each other out there. They're learning from each other. Look at them games they were playing a couple of years ago. We were on the other show talking about Grand Theft Auto. Look at the language that was in that, and they were raping women in it. That was part of the game.
Scenes of rape in Grand Theft Auto.
And that was not, that was glorified, and that was normalised. Right? That was normalised. So there you have it. We are now reaping what we sowed years ago with all this liberal. Everybody go to work, stick your kids in a creche, let the creche walkers walk them. Everybody walk their ass off themselves. And now what's happening? Their kids are running amok.
No, I think this is a lot deeper than this. I think.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Look at the areas this happens in, right? Let's call it spade a spade. Look at the areas it happens in. Just look. You're going to get people on saying, no, that happens in Foxhock and Castle Knock and all these. No, it doesn't. It doesn't happen where I live. I live in a nice part of the country now. I got out of this hellhole called Dublin. But just look at the areas.
Okay, why?
We can all name them.
Okay,
we can all name them. Tulloch, Dandale, Fingers, Ballymore, and Ballyferm, Clondalk, and Tallet. Do you want to go on?
No,
he's not wrong. To be fair, he's not wrong, and that's not saying that everybody in these areas there are good people.
No,
in these
it's
areas.
Not. It's
these
not.
Are
but the good
areas.
People, the good people, Katie, are afraid to put their heads up over the parapet. Why? Because they'll get chopped off, and there's nobody there to help them.
And nobody
put a
hand
on
the
one
good
of these
stuff
deals.
You hear about the areas. You
no,
only remember
no,
the bad stories.
You put a hand on one of these, and guess what? You're losing everything, and that little scumbag is getting it all. Did you look at that program that was on the telly, the K? Remember that Inside the K, the guy?
Mm.
Look at that yoke and the guy that was getting. Remember he was telling him what he was going to do to him? And that was a grown man telling the guy what he was going to do to him.
That big pig of a man standing behind his gate.
So that's what you're up against. Look at the house he's in. I couldn't afford to live in a house like that and I walk. So let's call it straight to say it. Nobody wants to say what it is. There's too many kids out there being let run wild. Why? Because there's not proper parenting in their house. They're being brought up by a woman on their own that has no control, God love her, because there's an asshole of a man out there. No, listen, because there's an asshole of a father out there.
Did you just say she's
going to
raise them on her own because she doesn't have a man there?
I said
because there's an asshole of a father out there that will not get involved in his kids' lives. He's left the woman on her own to rear them. In these areas, the streets rear them. I'm from them. If you don't have a man, your mammy and your daddy, they're both holding you back. The streets get you in these areas.
Well,
and that's what's wrong.
That's a bit insulting to single mothers.
Well, we did
hold
it. It's not really. I don't blame them.
Hang on,
that's
so
not
we did. Okay, we did a whole show on this last week. I don't want to go over old ground. We did this as a podcast.
Sorry, now you're jumping onto what I said. I feel sorry for them. They need all the help they can get. I'm getting to the men out here who have abandoned their kids because it's second kids that are doing this in the house in the States, Katie.
But I don't believe... Let's all take a breather. We're all very highly strung now about that message. I don't believe, lads, maybe I'm new, I don't believe that any father or mother is after teaching their 12-year-old child to threaten to sexually assault a woman. I don't believe that. Am I new?
No, but is it something that the child has seen, an aggression that the child has seen, that's learned behaviour? Is that something... How does a 12-year-old know or even think to say that kind of thing?
I don't know, lads.
At 12, I would never even have thought something like that, let alone had it come out of my mouth.
I don't have the answers.
I don't think it's fair to blame all parents, but I do think there is a trend with scangery, scroty parents raising scangery, scroty kids.
Oh, so look at Tom comment. This shit pisses me off as well. Tom Byrne on Facebook, and I'm going to read out your message on. Make up fake text to add to the bad reputation. It's a disgrace. Like, can you see that message? That's there. Tom, shame on you for a woman coming forward. I mean, brave enough to come forward.
I don't even know why you'd read his message.
No, because that's what, if you comment on the page, you're going to have your message.
Why would you give oxygen
no, but
to
I'm
this
just,
person?
Because a woman,
why give any oxygen?
Because a woman that we tried to convince to come on the show and is so...
And that's why she didn't come on.
And that's exactly what, because of fools,
she didn't want any,
fools like you that don't believe that. Stay there for a second, Jay. Let me go to Elaine. How are you, Elaine?
No, I was just going on Facebook and I just came across the live and I was listening in to what the other fellow was saying. I didn't get his name.
Jay.
And I completely agree with him. I've moved out of Dublin as well, like him. I'm in a nicer place. If you gave me a free house tomorrow to go back to Dublin, I wouldn't go back near it. And he's completely right. The kids are all on tablets. They're all on phones. That you don't know what they're looking at on the internet. You don't know what they're being glorified to. And then they're going out and they're doing this, and it's like monkey see, monkey do. You know, you have to really. I don't understand why girls can leave their kids on the phones like that all day.
Yeah, I don't. But
it is also a case of parents giving their kids complete freedom. No,
Yeah, it's that as well. Like, I go around to my friend's house now. She's a 6-year-old and a 2.5-year-old. And you want to see, they're allowed to go on the telly, they're allowed to go on the laptops and all that, but it's restricted to what they're allowed on. It's restricted of how much time they're allowed on. It's all, they have to play with their toys that they get. She does arts and crafts with them. She stimulates their minds and letting them be proper kids.
But
like when I was growing up, I wouldn't have known half the things that the kids know nowadays.
And can you imagine? I'm just trying to put myself, remember back when I was 12. Can you imagine saying that to a woman? Can you imagine saying that to
a woman who's the same age. Here's the thing about that 12-year-old.
You wouldn't even think about something like that when I was 12, because we wouldn't have known that.
But that 12-year-old, yeah, has a mother, yeah? And that's the way he speaks to a woman who's the same age as his mother. Like,
yeah,
that just...
I'm telling you, if I had a son and I ever found out he spoke like that to a woman or disrespected her, I would absolutely annihilate him.
And you,
I would, because it is down to, as well, it's not only down to the kids being little shits, it is down to the parents as well, because they don't need discipline. If you're not going to discipline your kids and let them run riot, they're going to turn out to be little shits, and they're going to turn out to think, I can do what I want, I can say what I want to anyone. But it's like, I'm always complimenting, my daughter is 19, she's nearly 20, I'm always complimenting when she was small about her manners, because I always told her, please and thank you cost you absolutely nothing, and use them. If someone is nice to you, you say please, you say thank you, because manners costs nothing. And it goes a long way, because that's the way.
Okay, so if you found out that this was your 12-year-old that spoke to that woman like that and threatened to sexually assault her,
I'd kill him.
Yeah,
I would kill him.
A message has just come in there, and it's something I didn't actually pick up on. It. I'm only actually being.
Okay,
read the message. Read the message we got again, and see if you can pick up what we didn't pick up.
Geez,
on.
I don't want to read it. Yeah, I can't come on because
the first couple of lines.
I can't come on because I'm terrified. I live in Jobstown. 2 weeks ago, 8 p.m., I was going to the shop to do the lotto. A group of teenagers were outside the shop. They wouldn't let me pass. They blocked me. I tried to ask them to move. One said, blah, blah, blah.
How old is the teenager she said about in this?
12 years of age.
What time did it happen at?
8 o'clock.
Now, why is a 12-year-old, and it didn't actually hit me until we just got a voice note I'm going to send to you. What is a 12-year-old doing hanging around the streets at 8 o'clock at night?
8 o'clock. Yeah.
Okay, well, is it this one here?
Yeah.
Okay, let's have a listen. Well, I'll take a quick break and then we'll have a listen to what this fella has to say. Don't go away, Elaine. Don't go anywhere.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Jeremy and Katie.
We are in the middle of a discussion about... And I was about to say, I hope you're enjoying the podcast, but there's nothing to enjoy about uncovering stuff like this. But it is, for some of you, it's an eye-opener. For others, it isn't. And we're talking about people, women in particular, being intimidated going to shops. You know, really, and I didn't want to bring this up, but fuck it, I'll bring it up anyway. You know what really, really annoys me about something like this? We're talking about a 12-year-old young fella terrorizing a woman who's just a bit younger than your mother, my mother. Mm-hmm. And all these people were out marching the last couple of months to make Ireland safe for women. That's what they were marching for.
Yeah, well, an Irish young fella is going around.
Well, we don't know if the young fella was Irish. Can only assume.
Well, yeah, he may not have been, but even still. But
they're all out marching to keep, and there's nothing being done about this. They wouldn't dare march in his parents' house, would they?
They'd probably be afraid to.
They wouldn't have the balls. Now, sorry, we were talking to Elaine a few minutes ago and we listened to that message. Let's have a listen to this from Eddie.
Jeremy, unfortunately, you're a bit naive, because there is a bit of truth to what that chap is saying. Am I surprised a 12-year-old kid said he'd rape a woman? No, I'm not surprised. You hear fucking stories like this all the time, the language out of them. They're dragged up, they're raised by the internet now, the things they see. We wouldn't have seen until we're probably 10 years older than what they are now. You know, it's just the way the world has gone. And video games and stuff like that, they're probably watching all stuff like that online since you were 6 or 7. Normalised, you know, you don't know any difference. They think that's normal. Am I shocked that a 12-year-old's talking like that? No, no way.
Okay, I am naive. Here's Bill.
That's absolutely disgusting from that young fella, whatever. It's a multi-pronged approach here. You need Garda that are going to actually be out and about when the sun goes down. It's a major issue. Reverse vampires. They're everywhere throughout the day when nothing's happening. So not to knock the guards, but come on, right? And this is a problem all over the city, not just outside these shops. Second of all, if you're caught and you're pulled up, this gets mentioned a lot, if your parents are in receipt of benefits, That goes under review. You got to raise your kids. Raise your damn kids, right? And the third one is no more, you know, Mr. Judge softy. We all know, right? And these kids, now you're messing about. Like, what kind of vile thing is that to say? What's the greater impact on the community if we just let stuff like this, if we don't pay attention to it and say, boys will be boys, whatever. It's disgusting. So, more police, harsher sentences, and force parents to parent and raise decent human beings.
Okay, Bill, that's beautiful. It's beautiful, and it's a beautiful thing, but you can't make a bad parent a good parent. That just doesn't happen. These parents are shitheads. They're shit. Shit parents, and you can't take a course in how to be a good parent. Secondly, you know, what Eddie was saying about this generation is they grew up on computer games and all of that. My son is growing up in this generation. I can tell you, he will not speak to a woman like that. And if I heard that he did, I'd drag him. He wouldn't need to be brought to the police station by anybody else because I would bring him down to the police station. It's just bad, bad parenting. Let me go to Jess. How are you, Jess?
The youngsters are what, 12, 13 saying this?
Well, this one that was going on about sexual assault, yeah, 12 years of age, she thinks. Now, she's only judging by looking at him, but yeah, 12 years of age.
Well, look, either way, that's an animal in the making.
Yeah.
Give it a few years, he will definitely be in the fucking newspaper.
So you think that's a future problem that we have right there?
That's a future rapist. And he'll get caught in the papers, his name will be everywhere, and all people in his area will be like, oh, he was a good young fella. You get all the time with them.
Were you shocked when you heard that?
I felt fucking sick.
Yeah.
Like when I was 12, 13, like when I was that young, yeah, I was a gobby little like git, like we all were.
Oh, yes. You're still gobby at this age. In a good way.
I never stood so long to say I was gonna threaten sexual assault or whatever. Because I knew even in my own head that's wrong, like how low of a parent do you have to be to let your child go out and say that shit?
Okay, I'm not defending the parents here, lads, but is there a chance they don't know that their child behaves like that?
But the point is that they should know. Is this not the problem, that they don't know that their child behaves?
Casey, did your parents know what you were up to when you were 15?
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, but there you go.
No, but I wasn't standing outside shops at 8 o'clock.
You were outside the offie.
15? No, I wasn't. I had people going in for me.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
What was I going to say? No, I was not standing outside shops at 8 o'clock at night when I was 12 years old. This is the problem. Okay, when you're 15, 16, you still, as a parent still has to have control. But you don't have a 12-year-old is still a child. Like a 12-year-old, it's not like a 15 or 16-year-old that is obviously going to have more freedom. A 12-year-old shouldn't be hanging around outside a shop.
At eight o'clock.
Is grotty parents who don't care enough to take their kid in off the road, letting them lounge around like a feral cat.
And it is it dark at 8 o'clock now?
During the winter months, it's dark by 5:30.
It's dark by 7.
Yeah. Now, she said, what did she say exactly, 8 o'clock? She says 8 o'clock, but it could have been 7:30, it could have been 7:45. I'm sure the last thing on her mind was what exact time it was. But even if it was 8 o'clock, it was dark.
It's not about being dark. It's about a time. There has to be, you have to have limits and restrictions for your kids. You can't just let them decide when they're going to come and go.
Does this happen? Yeah, you're from Fingus, Jess. Does this happen to gangs hang around outside shops in Fingus?
Yeah, no, from my experience, like in Fingus, it's not as bad as it used to be. Now, there is certain areas that are still... Like, I grew up in Secure Park. I don't know if you know it, but that is a fucking danger zone when I was growing up. At 8 years old, I wasn't allowed to let out the fucking door. But me being around the tow rags who were lighting out cars at 8, 9, 10, 12 o'clock at night.
I know, it's just...
I grew up looking at all that stuff on the outside. Now, people be like, oh, that's just sad that you weren't let outside. I'm glad you didn't let me go around with them.
Ashley Bramwell on Facebook, Katie, backtracking, what's wrong with kids just standing outside the shop? Sure, they're not doing anything. The point is, Ashley, that this 12-year-old was doing something late in the evening. I'm saying the 12-year-old shouldn't be out on his own or her own at 8 o'clock in the evening threatening to rape people. That's different to an older teen standing there looking at their phone or listening to music or going into the shop to get a drink or something to eat. It's not backtracking. I mean, I can't believe, I just can't believe the show today.
Look at this. Look at this, Brian. Was that person doing a bit late doing the lotto? The cut-off time for the lotto was 7:45. Brian. It's actually not. So, Brian, a woman talks about having a disgusting threat made against her And your take from that whole thing that happened to that woman, your whole take is what she laid for doing the fucking lotto. God forgive me my language. Jesus, we don't get paid enough for this someday. Brian, go soak your head or something like that, would you? For God's sake. Let me go to...
Jeremy's angry. I haven't seen you this angry.
How would your take from a woman being threatened with sexual assault be, did she do the lotto? Like, what goes on in people's minds?
You're very angry today.
I am angry. Suzanne, I won't be angry with you. You're the last call on this. How are you?
Hi.
Oh, can you believe that? A woman comes forward bravely to talk about being threatened with rape, and all your man has to say was she a bit late for doing the lotto? Like,
it's unbelievable. It's not funny. I'm laughing because it's so unfunny.
It's really not funny. It's just how society at the minute, it's baffling, because if you think of why them shops are put there in the first place, of course they're going to get congregations. When you put a shop like a Centra and then put a Chipper, etc.
They always hang. You know what I always say? They're like flies. You know the way flies hang around those blue lights in butcher shops? You know the way? That's what a Chipper is like for teenagers. They just hang around outside Chippers.
Now, I have to be fair. My local one isn't that bad. My local shops, I don't really have that much. Maybe that's why I don't find it so intimidating, because it's not something I witness.
Does it happen where you live, Suzanne?
Yes. And I've frequented the one in Jobstown as well. But I think it boils down to how you're reared and the morals and values that are in your home and in the people around you. If they're instilled in you from a young age right through, you might get misled and you might end up outside them shops.
Yeah.
But when one of your friends decide to make comments like that, that's where your morals and values that were instilled in a child come in. And make you step away.
And that's exactly what I said. What is this child seeing at home to have that in them?
Yeah, I mean...
So that's where I think it boils down to, because I see these young lads and I go over to the super value. It's a nightmare. They go in and rob biscuits just to fling them at you.
What? So they go into the shop, they rob biscuits out of the shop and then just throw them at customers.
Yeah, Jammy Dodgers, all the hard ones. You know, the ones that would hurt when...
I wouldn't fancy a Jammy Dodger in the head now, yeah.
And they fire them at you. And they're all from 12 upwards. Mm. And it's only... They're bored. It's a bit of crack, right? For them. Well, it's intimidating. Because there's a gang of them. And they're just... They are bored. There is no outlet. That's the problem. They keep building homes and everything else. And there's no outlet. People have children. And like that, maybe their morals and values weren't instilled in them. So they go on... And it's a vicious cycle in
Yeah, I mean, this sums it up perfectly. There's just a mother who's commented there. Just listen, Siobhan's her name, and she says, "My 13-year-old, nearly 14-year-old boy wouldn't even know what the word rape means." And you'd wonder, that 12-year-old that said that to the woman in Tally, you'd wonder if he even knows what he's talking about. He may not know.
I'd say most 12 and 13-year-olds do know of the word, though. Mm. We're all taught stain your danger.
Are you a mother yourself, Suzanne?
Yes, but my kids are very small, but I do have a stepson, but I have many niece and nephews that are very close in age to me.
When I was
teenagehood, they were in teenagehood, and I'm sorry, but I think it's almost a different breed.
Yeah, it is a different breed.
It is a different breed.
From when I was a teenager, it's a different breed.
But it's a different breed. It's a different breed of parents raising a different breed.
A million percent a different breed of parents, because when I stand and listen to parents talk, I wouldn't have heard those words come out of my parents' mouths.
Yeah,
I wouldn't have heard the phrases they use or the body language even. And this whole boys will be boys
none of their mates are going to call them out for that. I remember, I'll just finish off on this story, Suzanne. I remember, did you work with me in 104 at the time when I went out to give out Easter eggs?
Yeah. That was 98.
No, it was 104.
That was 98.
No, the first time it happened when I gave out East... No, it was FM 104.
Was it Finglas?
It was at night time. No, it was Mulhuddard.
Oh, I remember that, I remember.
I used to give out the Easter eggs, and we were on the nighttime show at the time, and we decided to go out to Mulhuddard one of the nights to give out Easter eggs. So we had a car full of Easter eggs and pulled up alongside the road, and we told listeners where to come and get them. And as we were waiting for the listeners to arrive, there a group of young fellas came along. So this was half nine at night, because it was on the nighttime show. It was half nine at night. Group of young fellas came along. They had the walk. You know the way they all have the walk? You know the walk that Conor McGregor has? Mm. Like a fucking pigeon he walks like. They had the pigeon walks and they all walked up. And this was before Conor McGregor was around. But they all had that walk. "What have you got there, mister?" you know, one of our cars says we're giving out Easter eggs to people. Give us a fucking Easter egg. Now, this young fella was about 11 years of age, half nine, no, 11 years of age. No, you're not getting an Easter egg. We're not giving them to you. You give them to me now, or I ain't going to. And again, the rape thing, I'm going to rape that blondie. I'm going to rape that blondie. The blondie one.
The promotional staff,
and there was a blondie promotions girl standing behind us. And now, she's from out there, I think, so she just laughed and said, you'll do fucking nothing, you know what I mean? But an 11-year-old saying he's going to sexually assault one of my colleagues. And I said, get out of here, you little scumbag. I couldn't put my hands on a child when I'm working for a company. With that, and I'll never forget this, we're backing off to get into the car. I told the girls, this isn't safe for you, let's get out of here. With that, he decides to do a karate kick and kicks both wing mirrors off the car.
I remember that.
11 years of age. That's what you're dealing with, Suzanne. And that was 10 years ago, by the way. That was 10 years ago. Anyway, thank you very much for all your calls and that. That has been...
God, is that how long I've been working with you?
Were you working with me at that time?
I was. I think I just started.
But I'll never forget online. That was a real eye-opener that it's not just... And by the way, if you put your hand on one of them, you'd be the one locked up.
Or their parents would be after you.
Oh, like, their parents would be
after the rats
you.
Would all be out. Yeah, the rats in their track and their... Canada Goose jackets.
Yeah, it's always Canada Goose jackets, Katie. It is. They should sponsor this podcast. Are you listening, Canada Goose? Anyway, on a more serious note, that story about that woman is absolutely shocking. And for people who don't think that happens, just watch that program. Was it last year it was on Netflix? Yeah, it was 2025 Netflix, Adolescence. That just shows you what some children are like nowadays, making sexual threats towards women. Anyway, very quickly, if you want to win an Opinions Matter mug... There it is, Opinions Matter mug, branded mug. All you have to do is answer this question. What was I handing out in Mulhuddard? I mentioned it there not so long ago. What was I handing out in Mulhuddard? If you know the answer to that, WhatsApp the answer to 085-825-2626 and we'll pick out a name of a winner on the next episode and you'll win yourself an Opinions Matter coffee cup. What was I handing out in Mulhuddard? And we'll talk to you on the next episode of Opinions Matter.